Hey, everybody. I thought I'd do something a little different this week. Since a lot of us will be traveling, I thought I'd compile a playlist for the summer, or certainly a suggestion of a playlist. These are certainly songs that I'll be listening to as I hit the road pretty soon. You know, lists are pretty arbitrary, you know, top five, top ten, or whatever. I just collected five. This song that you're listening to didn't quite make my list. It's I Shall Be Released by The Band. You know, this, I think I discovered this when I was watching the Sean Penn written and directed movie The Indian Runner, which is one of my personal favorite movies. David Morse and Viggo Mortensen play brothers. It's actually based on The Highway Patrolman by Bruce Springsteen. I think this opens the movie, and it really sets the tone for the whole story. But this song is just, you know, I thought what I'd do for this list for you guys, because I'm not going to give you backgrounds of the bands or the singers or trivia or you guys know that. And if you don't, you can, if you're curious, you can Google it right on your phone. You guys are smarter than me anyway. What I thought I'd do is just tell you about, you know, why I picked them and what these songs mean to me. This song is especially important. I really like it. Just, you know, it's, you know, summer's about reflecting and that period of transition of, you know, the spring and the fall. The fall to me is really the beginning of the year. Because it's, maybe I'm still on that academic calendar. So this song is, you know, has really been kind of, I don't know, it's like one of those hot summer nights where you're just kind of, you're just thinking, you know, just thinking about your life, and you want to break free, and you're just kind of reflecting. And I think it's amazing. And maybe, you know, have a beer on your porch kind of song. All right, so let's just get right into it. My list, again, this is not, you can just say, dude, fuck yourself. This list is bullshit. And that's fine. This list is really about, you know, songs that affected me and that make me think about summer. And maybe it will for you too. Number five is Debbie Gibson's Shake Your Love. Man, I had such a crush on Debbie Gibson. You know, growing up, you know, it was Debbie Gibson versus Tiffany, sort of like I don't know. I guess Christina Aguilera versus Britney, but the original. I think this song is, I want to say like 89. I guess I could look it up. I just remember, you know, skateboarding around my neighborhood, and you know, running home for this video, and just this is like the beginning of the summer, and it's the song that I think really kicks things off for me. And it's like the summer has yet to unfold, and you have really big bright eyes, and you're anticipating what June, July, and August are going to bring. And yeah, it's just kind of a ray of hope. So yeah, Debbie Gibson's Shake Your Love. So number four is, I picked Bob Dylan's It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody loves Bob Dylan. It's almost cliche at this point. But they only pick a handful of songs, you know, Shelter from the Storm and, yeah. And look, they're great. I love Bob Dylan. But not many people really play this song. And this is kind of like this song reminds me of traveling in the South. And, you know, I think where we are right now, I think the South gets a bum rap. You know, I predominantly grew up in Virginia, and, you know, I'm proud to be from there. I'm kind of glad that I don't live there, although I'm very happy whenever I go home. And I think people in the South they get a bum rap because, you know, people look down on them. You know, if you're a white person from the South, then people automatically assume that you're, you know, part of the Klan, or that you hate everybody and you're stupid. There's a lot of diversity in the South. I mean, there's a lot of black people. There's a lot of Latins in my area in Virginia. There's all races. This song kind of reminds me of, you know, that when the sun goes down and you're kind of just thinking about, okay, what's next? What kind of trouble are we going to get into now? And you're having a few drinks. Maybe you're thinking about, you know, taking the inner tubes and going on the lake. Or just saying, fuck it, I'm not going to do anything. And just chilling out in the house, you know, drinking Pabst Blue, not Pabst. We actually don't drink Pabst in the South. Milwaukee's Finest or whatever it is that you're going to drink. So yeah, that's why I love this song. Bob Dylan's It Takes a Lot to Laugh and It Takes a Train to Cry. All right, so at number three for me, anybody that knows me knows that I'm a huge Color Me Bad fan. I don't know how it happened, but, you know, I'd say it's a guilty pleasure, but I don't really feel guilty about it. I think they're just dudes that are just, yeah, I mean, maybe they're so corny they're good. I love Brian Abrams' voice, how he can go so falsetto, and they were multicultural. I mean, to be honest, I don't know what some of those guys did in the band, but I don't know. I thought they never got the credit they really deserved. I mean, they had those two big hits, but then, yeah, a lot of the stuff maybe doesn't hold up, but I feel like some of it does. And I know people make fun of me because of my love for CMB, but I don't give a fuck. I remember when I Wanna Sex You Up came out. It was part of the New Jack City soundtrack. I think that was 1990. Man, and that ushered in like all that fashion of Carl Kanai and cross colors where dudes were wearing, man, they had like purple and yellow. And, you know, they were moving away from just like black and white. And all these like weird, like, think about the intro to In Living Color. That was kind of like the fashion. And also in 1990, that's like, you know, kind of like the height of like b-boy dancing. And, you know, you could just learn a few basic moves and you'd be all right. And I think it was just joyous. Anyway, this song came out in the summer. And whenever I hear this song, I really get like hot. No, I don't mean excited, like, because I just remember being really hot when this song came out and playing it in my car or, you know, whatever. It's like a summer song for me. This is my summer song, and it was just hot as fuck. Yeah, so don't hate me. Actually, hate me. I don't care. Color me bads. I want to sex you up, boy.
And by the way, I've always loved that lyric. We can do it till we both wake up. What the fuck does that mean? You're just going to fuck her into some unconsciousness and you both are like knocked out?
Take off your coat, I'll make you feel at home. Now let's pour a glass of wine, cause now we're all alone. I've been waiting all night, so just let me hold you close to me. Cause I've been dying for you, girl, to make love to me. Girl, you make me feel real good. We can do it till we both wake up.
So my second song is Islands in the Stream by Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. If I were to ever do karaoke with somebody else, it would be this song. Obviously, I break many stereotypes, and karaoke is one of them. I'm probably one of the few Asian people that have no interest in karaoke or singing a recorded song in front of people, or I guess some people just kind of sing in front of their friends, which is even stranger to me. But this is just a fun song, and this is sort of like an August song where it's kind of like a cooling down of, you know, what's been happening, and maybe there's a girl that you like, or just kind of a jam that you just want to have fun to. You know, I Kenny Rogers is a guy that he just doesn't get enough credit. I think maybe Kenny and Dolly, I think maybe their careers were affected by all the plastic surgery they had. That's too bad. I had a friend that worked at Borders, and they had, this is a few years ago, although not too long ago, where he had an in-store appearance. This is in New York. And apparently not many people showed up, and his manager was at the store, and he called Kenny, and he said, "Hey, don't bother coming." Which is too bad, because Kenny is, not, aside from having like a great voice and very prolific artist, I've been told firsthand that he's a super nice guy. Anyway, this song, and Dolly is a national treasure, of course, but this song is like a real, I don't know, to me, when I think of summer, I think of just good vibes and, you know, being with people that you feel comfortable with. I mean, it's not necessarily romantic love, although by all means, it can be a romantic love song. But I think it's just like, you know, chilling out with people that you want to be with and that you admire and then you trust and love. It's a great fucking song, and it's very infectious. So I guarantee you'll love it. Kenny and Dolly, Islands in the Stream.
We are no one in between. How can we
All right. So my number one song for this summer is Jackson Browne's I'm Alive. I've always loved this song. Jackson Browne is one of my favorite artists. This song to me is the quintessential driving song. I think Peter Gabriel's In Your Eyes is also is up there with driving and anything by Tom Petty. I didn't put those on my list because I think those are pretty obvious. But this song, man, it has everything. It reminds me of summer. I think it came out in 93. Well, I listened the fuck out of it in the summer of 94. It's got that. It's got, you know, you have this image of, you know, the wind blowing through your hair. Oh, I always drive with my windows down because I'm so cheap. I don't turn on the AC. So I got the wind blowing in my face. I've got this song playing and, you know, you just, it's more introspection, but introspection in like a rocking way. Like you're just saying like, look, all the things that I've done that maybe I wish I could have done differently, they're in my rearview mirror right now. And I'm driving forward and I'm driving toward, you know, my life, my next chapter. You know, when he says, I'm alive, it's like, hey, I'm still here. You know, and it's a celebration. And that opening riff of the guitars is just, man, when that kicks in, it's just like, I don't care how long I've been driving or how fucked up the traffic is. Well, obviously, I don't want to be stuck in traffic. But it's just invigorating. And it's a great summer song. It's probably really encapsulates summer for me. So anyway, that's my list. I hope you enjoyed it. You know, there's so many other songs that I could have put on. I really wanted to put on, you know, Andy Gibbs, I Just Want to Be Your Everything. You know, I just wanted to keep it at five. Big Punisher with Joe, Still Not a Player. Dr. Dre, Dre Day. Those were kind of obvious. Montel Jordan's, you know, This Is How We Do It. One of my personal favorites. That definitely reminds me of summer. Another song that also reminds me of summer, Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. But again, look, these are just suggestions. These are songs that I really love and takes me back to not just a time in memory for me, but just it triggers just kind of a warm feeling of, hey, everything's going to be cool. Everything's going to be good. And that's what, you know, hopefully summer is, other than being hot as shit. That's my list. And I think whatever it is, wherever you're traveling or if you're not traveling, whatever it is that you're doing this summer, this 4th of July, you know, just, I think what the theme of all these songs is that it is, they are reflective, but they're also hopeful about what lies ahead. And if you see summer as kind of a transition toward the fall, then it's our opportunity to kind of evaluate where we've been and what lies ahead. So I'm going to be hitting the road soon. As you guys know, 4th of July is my mom's birthday. I usually try to go home to Virginia for that. So thank you so much. If you guys have your own summer lists or summer songs, let me know. You can hit me up on Instagram or Twitter, VandalVT33, or you can email me directly at the podcast. Just go to vandaltrong.com. Bodhisattva, stay cool and go out and do good in the world, everybody. Thanks.
I watch these lights alone. I look around my life tonight and you are gone. I might have done something to keep you if I'd known how unhappy you had become. Well, I was dreaming of you with my heart in your hands, and I was following through with my beautiful plans.
I'm alive.